Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. In the middle of reading an article by D.V. Kidd. I got John on the line, but before I go back to John, I want to remind everybody that we're on a pledge drive here at the network. We've got some back bills we need to get caught up, and we've also been notified that we have to move, which is an additional expense, an unexpected expense. So all of you who have not donated, and even if you feel like you can donate a little bit more, please send in your donations. You're going to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal. Give us a donation, folks. It makes you feel really, really good. Also, you can send your donations to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. For all of you who haven't donated, or if you have donated and you feel like you can give a little bit more, please do. Okay, it would help us out immensely. Thank you. And without further ado, let me go back to John on the line. John, go ahead again.
I have a quick thought that just like to air.
All right.
Is the, you know, they poo-pooed the 16th Amendment not being properly ratified and said it's been in business so long that it's now law. Even though it wasn't properly ratified, it's kind of it's guaranteed in because it's just been there so long.
Yeah.
Think about this. They just voted to not make the English language part of the national language. They just voted that as a fact. The senators did in New York State here, actually around the United States. So anyhow, how long is the English language being spoken in the United States for since the beginning of time of the United States, and yet that's not guaranteed in? I mean, it just violates that same thought.
Well, you know, we're looking at selective enforcement. We're looking at people who speak out of both sides of their mouth, depending on what's in their best interest, you know.
Yeah, but it's an up-to-date, recent acknowledgement.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You know?
It just aggravates me to no end because, yeah, there are many battles to be fought, and this is just one of them, but this is one like yourself and like I'm involved in. And when it comes down to this, and I'm sure you know this, John, you really realize the lawlessness of these people when you get involved in this.
Sure.
Because they pick and choose what they want to do. They act under what is called color of law.
Right.
But then they overstep their own supposed laws. So.
Well, you can catch them in so many of the lies, and then they try to eliminate you producing any evidence. So one thing that I'm going to do is I've got like a report that's about 3 inches thick, and it's my report is more. I have a suit to where they've defended against the suit, which has compartmentalized me to use my retirement up, which now they say I use the IRS tax. And so anyhow, but with that lawsuit, I've got a full report in which I can use it as a definition of a defense. And if I get that in, it has everything in it, and so they can't just delete one item or so. You know, I'm just going to put it to them, and if they like it, good, and if they don't like it, that's tough. You know, they're going to throw me in jail as a political prisoner, as far as I'm concerned. The information's out there well enough. If you want it, I'll send it to you, in fact. Just give me a contact number or whatever.
Absolutely. You want an email address? You want a physical address?
I'll have to mail it to you, because there's no way you're going to email all this.
1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100.
Okay.
Round Rock, Texas. 78664, and just put, in care of Michael Herzog, Republic Broadcasting Network, care of...
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
the call. Appreciate
it. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's get back where we were. Now, let me back up a minute. I'm in this article, and it says, I'm going to back up a sentence. The two debates between the Democrats and Republicans have been nothing more than a farce and clearly demonstrate that the machine running the parties is once again offering up sewage for the highest office in our land. Yes, Tancredo deserves all the credit in the world for his constant, persistent stand against the illegal invasion, but his position on taxes and unconstitutional cabinets is unacceptable. I would not vote for him. Fact. Congress does not want to get rid of the federal income tax, or they would have done it long ago. Now, those of you who watched the debates last week, okay, you saw them dancing around about cutting taxes and we need to look at a fair tax and a blah, blah, blah. Ron Paul was only one of I believe, two people who said get rid of it. He'd get rid of it within a week or 10 days of him being in office. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back after the break, and I'll continue with this. Stick with me.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm reading this article from DV Kid, one of my favorites. And it says, fact, Congress does not want to get rid of the federal income tax, or they would have done it long ago. Congress must have this pipeline to satisfy the insatiable lust of the central bank bleeding the lifeblood of this country dry, and so they can continue borrowing to fund these massive, unconstitutional social programs. We the people are being forced to fund our own destruction with the blessing and full cooperation of Congress and every president since Wilson. Every penny being spent by these craven, depraved individuals in Congress, except Ron Paul, has to be borrowed from the moneylenders, i.e. the Fed. Now, if anybody doesn't understand what's going on here, it's like you're in the middle of a big monopoly game, and there's a banker that's sitting there that has as much money that needs to be put out, and for every dollar that that you earn, you're paying interest to that banker for the money when the banker is printing as much money as he wants to print. Well, who's going to win that game ultimately? It's going to be the banker because he has an unlimited supply of money. That borrowed ink must be paid for by the sweat and blood from Americans who have no idea how they're being fleeced. The links at the bottom of this column are critically important to understanding how the American people have been had. Your children and grandbabies are little better than serfs in their own land, and sadly, too many parents and grandparents simply don't care enough to do something about it. The so-called, quote, fair tax or flat tax is just another scheme cooked up by the banking cartel and handed off to be pimped and sold by members of Congress and influential talk show hosts like Neil Bortz, who has zero understanding on the issue. And if you recall on the debates last week, there was a number of the candidates that were talking about, you know, a flat or a fair tax, which is nothing more than a shell game. It's the same thing. Neither one of these taxing schemes will solve anything. They will simply continue to feed the monster known as the central bank. Support for a fair or flat tax is simply playing right into the hands of the moneylenders and how they must laugh at such puny efforts. And understand that, folks. These people are laughing at us. They're not laughing at us, the people that are awake, but they're laughing at the dumbed-down American public that is in denial because these people don't have a clue, they don't want to get a clue, or they just totally live in denial. They don't want to know the truth because the truth scares them so bad. And you know what? I can understand that. Do you ever have a time? Is there ever a time in your world when you don't wake up some morning and you say, boy, I wish I didn't know what I knew? I do that once in a while. But, you know, we've got to take the effort and we've got to move on. We know what we know and we can't forget it. The tax movement has become nothing more than a cottage industry filled with crooks and shysters selling poison to the desperate. There's a plethora of books, videos, and websites all purporting to be the one solution to, quote, beat the IRS. Let's see. I'm going to skip through some of this because it's a pretty long article. Here's a news flash for the people who started this website. Americans, millions of them, have been shouting down the roof for longer than I've been alive over the misapplication or application of the federal income tax. Your proposal that we the people start telling America the truth and doing something about it is old news because we have and we've been slapped in the face by every Congress president and a corrupt federal judiciary system over close to 100 years. The federal prisons are full of those who committed no crime. They simply stood up to the federal government and were railroaded into prison because of a corrupt judicial system and uninformed, ignorant juries. Again, I want to stop right there and remind people, this is the reason why I keep putting out that movie, Freedom to Fascism. Dick Simcannon, Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose, all these people were convicted on non-existent crimes because of the dumbed-down American public not being wise to this and not getting up on a jury and voting not guilty. Let me continue. The newest recycling effort lists numerous organizations as participants and supporters. We the People Foundation, run by Bob Schultz, who has been served with a lawsuit by the Department of Justice to shut down his operation and eventually sicking the IRS on everyone in his databases. That's another trick that they pull, folks. Okay, they'll send out an indictment or they'll put a cease and desist, and then they want all of the information from anybody that's ever signed up for their website. So they can go after, pick and choose who they go after there as well. Let's see. Say Goodbye to the IRS turns out to be the Freedom Law School run by, well, I'm not even going to go there. Let me skip over that part. I don't want to mention that. At this point in time, one has to consider the efforts of good, decent Americans over the past 90-some years regarding the income tax and where we are today with the inescapable fact that, one, the dollar may not survive. Two, foreign countries own our debt and don't want any more. Number three, Congress and Bush are not going to stop what's coming when the first wave of baby boomers begin retiring next year. Number four, Congress will do nothing about the IRS because they need it or an alternative scheme. Number five, the courts are so rotten and corrupt, only a miracle will save you anymore on an IRS case. And the big one, number six, the North American Union, SPP. And a push for something called the Amero. Let me add the 10-ton elephant, which is going to break the back of this government and the economy. The incalculable price tag of our aging population and medical care. I've written about these issues before while Congress simply continues and ignores this 10-ton elephant standing in the middle of the room. At some point, the IRS becomes useless because there isn't enough money in the universe to pay these debts. At some point, printing up even more worthless Federal Reserve notes will also run its course to stave off the inevitable. Does this mean we should abandon efforts to eliminate this totally unnecessary federal income tax? No. We should continue to encourage people to get the truth from credible sources so they can demand these buzzards in Congress eliminate all direct taxation, period, because it isn't needed. I also don't want to see one or more of my fellow countrymen or women jailed because the deck is so far stacked against them, the game is over before the defense can even try to get the truth introduced into these farces called a, quote, fair trial. What I'm saying is that it may be too late at this point because the meltdown is so far gone. The moneylenders, using their pimps in Congress and too many in the state houses to do their bidding, must now change course in order to continue deceiving the American people, and the IRS might well get flushed along with our republic. The preceding paragraph says it all. Fact. There can be no question as to the plans well underway to completely merge and integrate these United States of America with third world country Mexico and our neighbors to the north, Canada. Bush and Congress don't care what you or I want. This is the agenda. Back in 2001, Bush attempted to jumpstart the Mexican truck invasion. On June 26, the House, by a vote of 285 to 143, approved an amendment to the 2002 Transportation Appropriations Act that would keep Mexican trucks from traveling in the United States outside the already existing commercial zones within 20 miles of the border. Despite the massive resistance we, the people, have put up, this New World Order Congress just approved another piece of legislation which will facilitate the financial annihilation of American truckers and our economy. May 2, 2007, House Committee votes to preserve Congress' role in upholding safety requirements for Mexico-domiciled truck pilot program bill will require Bush administration's NAFTA trucks plan to adhere to existing law and put public safety first. This is just another nail in our coffin and plays right into the hands of the global masters implementing the NAU. Fact. David Walker, Comptroller General of the U.S., has been touring this country trying to warn the American people about what is coming when that first wave of baby boomers retires next year. Walker, like many of us, or excuse me, like millions of us paying attention, know that soon there won't be enough credit left for these dogs in Congress to borrow from other foreign countries to keep afloat. Nor will the complete rape and pillaging of your paycheck support more borrowing from the central bank. The speculation is that in order to shift the blame from ourselves, or from themselves, and that's Congress, when the coming financial collapse hits, something called a, quote, Amero will be created. After all, since the goal is to join America, Canada, and Mexico as a North American Union, it would require a regional form of currency. Since the dollar is dying, the shadow government will have to pull out a solution to the problems they have created in their arrogance. For those who think the Amero is a conspiracy fodder, it says watch this short 2-minute clip, but you can go right into Google, folks, and just Google Amero, and all kinds of articles come up, and if I have time, I'll get into one or two of them. Let's see. Fact, make no mistake about this one. A month ago, the big news was the domino effect beginning to fall with the housing market bubble losing air faster than the Hindenburg. Foreclosures were running so high that New Century Financial Corp., a huge mortgage lender in this country, filed for a Chapter 11. This sent shockwaves, and the government's plunge protection team once again stepped in, manipulated the market, and put jitters on hold. Why did this happen? Because these lenders have been making bad home loans for more than a decade, and the time to pay the piper became foreclosure time for millions of homeowners. Homeowners who bought into the good times with loans they could not service if interest rates changed. With the economy getting worse, the squeeze began choking off these borrowers and backed them into a foreclosure square. Now, I'll attest to that being in the mortgage business for the last 5 years, folks. I wrote a number of loans with New Century Financial Corp., and this was what is called a B lender. And the criteria on their credit scores, if I remember correctly, was in the mid-fives somewhere, which is, not on the scale of excellent to bad. I would say it's on the lower side of the scale. If bad was one, and great was ten, then the criteria for getting a loan with New Century was about a 3. Back to this. In order to stave off this massive collapse and keep fooling the American people into believing we have a strong economy, in comes Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. What stupid names. To buy a whopping $20 billion in loans to what? The idea is that if more troubled borrowers could refinance their homes, they would not lose them. And if investors such as Freddie Mac are willing to buy these loans, lenders would be willing to make them. Freddie Mac is allocating money to this troubled sector because it It's needed, and because, quite honestly, it's good business opportunity. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll continue with this. And then I'll go into an article, if I have time, about the Amaro. So stick with me. I'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment here. I want to back up about a sentence and reread this here. It says that Freddie Mac are willing to buy these loans. The lenders would be willing to make them. Freddie Mac is allocating money to this, quote, troubled sector because it's needed and because, quite honestly, it's a good business opportunity. Troubled sector. That's like saying the Titanic had a small leak that could be plugged and keep on sailing. Here you have millions of mortgages that can't be paid by homeowners. So the government steps in, buys up the paper on millions of loans that homeowners can't make the payments on, and guess who'll get stuck when they finally gasp their last breath and move into their cars? The American taxpayer. And it's happening already. You know, I just did a loan, more than about 3 weeks ago for a guy. What's happening in the mortgage industry is that right when it gets down to time where it's going to go to prepare the documents, the lender themselves will step in a lot of times now, and they'll do what is called an appraisal evaluation. In other words, they're not even taking the word of these appraisers anymore. They're doing their own evaluation because they know how serious things are getting. Because of this housing bubble, There's no reason to try and sugarcoat the situation we face. The central bank is facing a crisis, and they know it. See those important... again, we see the important links below. Bush and his minions will continue their assault on our rights, continue building a police state, and push for this North American union. As the dollar continues to lose ground and the bubble gets bigger, something will have to be done. In the meantime, the American people, tens of millions of them, will go about their business of upgrading their fashion plate image, hit little balls on the golf course, and plan that vacation to Disneyland. ABC, NBC, and CBS will continue to feed the people pap and crap on the nightly news and cable networks like Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. They will continue to devote massive amounts of airtime to Paris Hilton's jail sentence, Alec Baldwin's divorce, custody circus, and other distractions dressed up as a Fox News alert. As I have said in so many past columns, we the people must focus on the state houses to help us fight this federal machine. I know Dr. Edwin Vieira has been working with a group of dedicated Americans to get a money bill introduced and passed in the New Hampshire General Court. When the economy and the dollar finally heave its last sigh, the states will be left to fend for themselves, and unless they are prepared, a massive disruption of law and order will occur because empty bellies make for angry mobs. When things reach that stage, you will see thousands surround their state houses with pitchforks, rocks, and anything else they can haul. Think it can't happen here in America? Well, on that subject of this money bill that was introduced, I want to touch on that for a little bit. Because this is very interesting. This is legislation that has been presented in the state of New Hampshire. And if you think that this fiat currency that we hold so dear, the American dollar, is on, you know, solid ground in any respect, then you'd have to ask yourself, why is it that this legislation is being introduced? It's called... This is from an article called goldmoneybill.org. A group of state representatives in New Hampshire, the state motto, Live Free or Die, have introduced a voluntary parallel gold-silver money bill for the Granite State, led by Representative Henry McElroy and co-sponsored by David Buhlman and Dan Itse. This sound money bill would allow the state of New Hampshire to include the use of gold and or silver U.S. minted coins or their digital equivalent to be used in daily transactions for payables, receivables between it, the state, and the inhabitants and businesses in New Hampshire. It would be totally voluntary. Federal Reserve notes could still be used or a combination of gold, silver, U.S. minted coins or a total transaction in gold, silver, U.S. minted coins or their digital equivalent. There are no restrictions or laws by the federal government that prevent any state from using gold or silver in minted coins. This bill is not radical. It simply shows that the state of New Hampshire conforms to the U.S. Constitution and wants to set an example of Constitution conformity as well as offering a sound money alternative to its inhabitants and businesses. Isn't that interesting? And for those of you who may know, there's an item called the Liberty Dollar, which is basically an ounce of silver, which, according to the Constitution, is legal tender. And yet the Department of Justice has they've outlawed this Liberty Dollar for there's more and more people that are buying these Liberty Dollars because they are real silver and they have intrinsic value. So the government steps in and stops it. Because they, if it grew too big, it would threaten their fiat currency. Isn't that interesting? Now, let's see. Some common questions and objections answered. Americans have been using Federal Reserve notes for some 90-plus years, so why stop now? Well, the Federal Reserve notes Americans use today are not the same economically or legally as the Federal Reserve notes used in previous decades. Federal Reserve notes have gone through a process of deterioration from 1913 to 1933. They were directly redeemable in United States gold coin, and the banks were required to maintain a reserve of gold equal to 40% of their outstanding notes. Redeemability of Federal Reserve notes in gold for American citizens was terminated in 1933. but the notes remained indirectly redeemable in silver from 33 till 68. I'll continue with this when we get back. You're listening to The American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And I'm reading an article here about the gold money bill that has been introduced in the state of New Hampshire. And what's interesting is when a state introduces a bill like this to go back and use an alternative like the Liberty Dollar did with gold or silver, you know, that just goes to show you what kind of deep trouble this fiat currency is that we're in. And what's ironic about this, and I'm going to continue with a little bit more about this article in just a second here, what's ironic about this is what the New World Order does, what these Illuminati elitists do, is it's problem-reaction solution. They will create some kind of an alternative crisis for the dumbed-down American public to make them think that some foreign banker made some mistake, hit a computer button wrong, and there's a crisis that makes the entire world economy unstable, and they're going to call the solution the Amero dollar. So let's continue with this, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. At any rate, it says, the redeemability of Federal Reserve notes for foreigners was terminated in 1971. So today, Federal Reserve notes are irredeemable in gold or silver. And then it says, see, Title 31 of the United States Code. Thus, the present situation is radically different from what it was prior to 1968 or 1971. Furthermore, the supply of Federal Reserve notes and of bank deposits payable in those notes has greatly expanded since the 1950s, seriously eroding the purchasing power of all United States paper currency and base metallic clad coinage. Indeed, from 1985 to 2000, while the production of material goods in the United States increased by 50%, the money supply increased by 300%. In sum, today, the purchasing power of Federal Reserve notes has no anchor in a valuable monetary commodity of silver or gold, and the policy of the Federal Reserve System is to increase the supply of those notes and related bank deposits, thereby further sinking the notes in real value. The proposed legislation does not stop or in any way inhibit the use of Federal Reserve notes or base metallic coin. It simply enables citizens of New Hampshire to use United States silver and gold coin in preference to other media of exchange in their monetary transactions with the state, if they choose to do so. So that's the first state that is introducing this. Very interesting. Now let's talk about this problem, reaction, solution for a moment. Here we've got a state that knows what kind of deep, serious trouble our economy is in with this fiat currency that is being used. So what do? They enact legislation to put out a gold and silver coin. Now, what does our government do? Nothing. They get rid of the M3 last year, which tells us how much money is being printed and in circulation. I wonder why they did that. I wonder if there's an agenda behind that. So here's an article I'm going to read to you from Jerome Corsi that talks about the Amerodollar. Remember, problem, reaction, solution. We know that they are forming the North American Union. We know that they want to bring our borders down. We know that this economy is ultimately going to collapse by design. So what have they got waiting in the wings? They've got the Amerodollar. When you go into Google and you type in Amero, you'll see all kinds of articles that pop up about it. But this one is the one that's waiting in the wings when they devalue our currency by who knows how much as 75%, I would assume. Let me go. This one is by Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily. In an interview with CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm yesterday urged a move away from the dollar to the Amero, a coming North American currency, he said, that will have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Boy, that ties right in with the North American Union, doesn't it? The only one you hear about it in mainstream news that talks anything about it is Lou Dobbs. Steve Previs, a vice president at Jefferies International Limited, explained the Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. How convenient. The North American community. Ties right in with the borders being wide open and amnesty, doesn't it? The aim, he said, according to the transcript provided by CNBC to WorldNet Daily, is to make a, quote, borderless community, much like a European nation, with the U.S. dollar, the Canadian dollar, and the Mexican peso being replaced by the Amero. Previs told a television audience many Canadians are, quote, upset about the Amero. Most Americans outside of Texas largely are unaware of the Amero or the plans to integrate North America. Previs observed, claiming many are just putting their head in the sand over the plans. CNBC asked Previs whether he thought NAFTA was working and doing enough. He replied, until it created a lot of illegal immigrants coming across the border, I don't know. You get the pros and cons on NAFTA. For some people it is a good thing, and for other people it has been a disaster. Well, who's NAFTA been a good thing for? I don't think it's been a good thing for the American people. And as we see of late, it's not going to be a real good thing for the truckers either. Anyway, let me continue. The speculation on the future of a new North American currency came amid a major U.S. dollar sell-off worldwide that began last week. Now, this article is from, when was it? This is November 2006. Okay, but it all ties in, folks, and we're going to continue with some more really, really interesting stuff tomorrow on this financial situation. So you want to stick with us, and you want to make sure you stick around for tomorrow's show. Yesterday, the dollar also reached new multi-month low against the euro. breaking through the $1.30 per euro technical high that had held since April of 2005. And where is it now? I think it's at about $1.36 or something like that. At the same time, the Chinese Central Bank set the yuan at 7.0402 per dollar, the highest level since Beijing established a new currency exchange system in 2005 that severed China's previous policy of tying the value of the yuan to the U.S. dollar. Many analysts worldwide attributed the dramatic fall in the value of the U.S. dollar, at least partially, to China's announcement last week that it would seek to diversify its foreign exchange currency holdings away from the U.S. dollar. China recently has crossed the threshold of holding $1 trillion in U.S. dollar foreign exchange reserves, surpassing Japan as the largest holder in the world. Barry Reichholz, chief market strategist for Reichholz Research and Analytics in New York City, in a phone interview with WorldNet Daily, characterized today's downward move of the dollar as whackage, a new word he coined to convey that the dollar is being whacked in its current market movement. And by the way, again, I remind people, this article was 6 months ago, and it's still continuing its downhill slide. Reichholz told WorldNet Daily that yesterday's downward move was a major market correction that points to the risk of subsequent downside to the dollar. Asked whether he would characterize the dollar's downside move as signaling a possible collapse, Mr. Reichholz told WorldNet Daily, quote, "not yet." Reichholz pointed out market professionals had long looked at a dollar collapse as a, quote, low probability event, but the recent fall suggests the probabilities have increased of a major dollar correction or even of a collapse. And again, I remind people, this was 6 months ago, and it's still going down. You know, I would invite everybody, you know, if you haven't already, you might think about converting some of those fiat dollars into gold and silver. There couldn't be a better time to do it. U.S. trade imbalances with China have hit a record $228 billion this year, largely reflecting a surging flow of containers from China with retail goods headed for the U.S. mass market. Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez is in Beijing leading a trade delegation of more than two dozen U.S. business executives. The future should be focused on exporting to China, Gutierrez told reporters in Beijing, noting that this year U.S. exports to China are up 34% on a year-to-year basis, surpassing last year's gain of 20%. I'm not going to go any further with this article because you get the drift of what's going on there. However, I am going to point to another article on, and again, go into Google and you'll find several of these, but I just happened to pick out two of them because this is what is waiting in the wings for the American people. It is going to tie in with an economic collapse. They are going to blame it on some economic disaster far away. And what the sad thing is about it, people, is that the dumbed down American public most likely is going to believe their cock and bull story. In the meantime, the dollar is going to be devalued once the change has taken place and they're eating peanut butter as opposed to hamburger, then everything will be back to normal and they'll go back to sleep again, unless we all get out there and do our part to wake them up. Okay, one more. Debut of the Amero. The People's Republic of China, long lauded by America's enemies as the world's next economic power, will be the country that will force the creation of the North American Union. Kofi Annan's former point man, Canadian Maurice Strong, has been boasting from Chinese soil that China soon would be replacing America as economic king, using the jingo that the official language that's the official language at Turtle Bay. The billions of dollars China has invested in the flagging American economy will be worthless. They will have to negotiate the exchange rate to the new Amero. This will then force the creation of the North American Union. It will force the creation of the North American Union? That bill was signed in March of 2005 with then Prime Minister Martin and Vicente Fox. Our little sneaky president signed that. It was down in Waco, Texas. The cloak of the North American Union, fashioned in secrecy, will be thrown over an unsuspecting public. Remember all those dumbed-down Americans that are still watching American Idol? Erasing the borders of the three countries. Mexico, which already has legions of its citizens living and working inside America. No. Legions? Well, they said there's, what, 12 million? I don't know. I think it's closer to 40. Anyway, legions of citizens living and working inside America is, in effect, already inside the North American Union. Their governments will inform the American and Canadian people that there is no option but the bread line. Unfortunately, the plan, which has been in place for some time now, has been all but ignored by the mainstream media. All but ignored? It's been deliberately ignored by everybody but Lou Dobbs. One of the signs that the North American Union is on its way is the collapse of the American greenback dollar, paving the way for the debut of the Amero. Remember when I just told you a few minutes ago, you better buy some gold and silver? It's time to do it, folks. Because since this article was written, and this was like 4.5 months ago, it's gotten worse. So if you haven't already done so, you need to start looking at it, and look at it now. Two analysts who have reconstructed money supply data after the Fed stopped publishing the M3 argue a coming dollar collapse will set the stage for creating the Amero as the North American currency to replace the dollar. The euro followed the same blueprint of stealth and surprise. It was already issued as a replacement currency before the masses could coalesce to fight it. I've heard rumor that they already have it sitting in Bank of America. I don't know how true that is, but I've heard it from more than one source. Whoever would have dreamed that the euro of a secular bureaucracy one day would be accepted for use at the Vatican? Pope John Paul II, who repeatedly... Hello? Excuse me just a second, folks. That came in on this line?
I said the money issue is true.
Oh, is that John?
That is John.
That's John. Okay, John. The money issue is true. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've heard it from the top, folks. That was John Stadtmiller on the speakerphone saying, yes, the money issue is true. You're talking about Bank of America, John. That is true. I thought it was a rumor. I heard it from two different places, but now I got it from the top. That means that John's listening to my show. I'm flattered. Okay, well, back to where I was. Whoever would have dreamed that the euro of a secular bureaucracy one day would be accepted for use at the Vatican? Pope John Paul II, who repeatedly condemned the moral drift of secular Brussels, sanctioned an official euro for the Vatican. In appearance, the Vatican coin looked very much like other euro coins, but on the flip side of the coin, the image of Pope John Paul II faces left. By permitting his image on the new coin, John Paul II has given another symbolic and powerful stimulus to the European Union, which with the issuance of the euro is taking an important step towards the universal republic, said Attila Cinci Guimarães in Daily Catholic, the paper, I guess. Was it all that long ago when people said the formation of the European Union was impossible? Today, the EU holds 27 nations under its authority, with other countries lined up for membership. In the U.S., experts are now predicting that the collapse of the dollar is imminent. I would think so. I've sat here, and I'm going to stop this for a second. I've sat and watched this slide, folks, and I've been watching the gold and silver market. And by the way, I don't sell gold or silver, but I am going to say now that if you have ever thought about purchasing gold and silver, or if you ever thought about taking some equity out of your house and putting it in gold and silver before that bubble pops the equity in your home, you might want to do it now, okay, because it's getting close. People in the United States are going to be hit hard, says Bob Chapman, publisher of the International Forecaster newsletter. In the severe recession we are entering now, Bush will argue that we have to form a North American Union to compete with the euro. Yes, that's going to be their argument. But see, it's all by design. Nothing happens by accident, folks. They've already got this set up. Just listen to John Stadtmiller. He told me that rumor was true about Bank of America having the Amero. Creating the Amero, Chapman explained, will be presented to the American public as the administration's solution for dollar recovery. Remember that? Problem, reaction, solution. There's their solution. The solution's there. They've already established the problem, and they've already got the solution. They're just waiting for your reaction. Let's see. Administration solution for dollar recovery. In the process of creating the Amero, the Bush administration just, quote, abandons the dollar. While the Amero is being groomed to enter stage left, another phenomenon has been gathering steam outside of media headlines. The North American Union, which got its start in secrecy, has been pulled out of the closet by a grassroots effort that will force it onto the agenda when Nancy Pelosi and company opens the 100th Congress next month. Pressed on by the Conservative Caucus Chairman Howard Phillips, WorldNet Daily columnist and author Jerome Corsi, activist and American icon Phyllis Schlafly, leaders of the 50-member strong coalition are poised to halt any effort by the U.S. to enter into a North American union with Mexico and Canada. Members of Schlafly's Eagle Forum have been in training for the past 2 months to lobby on Capitol Hill when Congress convenes. The resolution, sponsored by Republican Reps Virgil Good Jr. of Virginia, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, Walter Jones of North Carolina, and Ron Paul of Texas, expresses the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of a North American free trade agreement, superhighway system, or enter into a North American union with Mexico or Canada. It's no idle boast when Phillips says this could be the most important project on which we've ever worked. Could be? It is, folks. I want to remind you all of something. Okay, I was born and raised in this country, saluting the American flag and to the republic for which it stands. These people, these sinister Satanists or psychopaths or whatever the neocons, are bringing down this country that we were born, raised, grew up in, and we're to raise our children and grandchildren in. Think about that. I'll be back in three with a few closing thoughts, so stick with me.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. All right, we're we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, final segment coming up here. And, you know, I paused for a minute to reflect. Look at what they've done to us. We had a country that was in a fleeting instant of time. It was a grand experiment. It was freedom. And that went on for what? 100 years? Up until 1913, when these sinister individuals got together, had a meeting, you know, at Jekyll Island, and they introduced the Federal Reserve into play, which along came the income tax and the false ratification or so-called ratification of the 16th Amendment. And it's all been by design. And we were born and raised and lied to. And I don't know about you, but, you know, now, folks, after I woke up, I question anything and everything that any government official says in any capacity, because I've realized now that everything they tell us is a lie, and it's all by design. Think about it. Think about what a beautiful idea it was to live free, to live in the last century before 1913, and think of all the sinister people that have come together by design with this sinister agenda to basically enslave all of us with the Amerodollar. Problems, reaction, solutions, false flare, false flag events, okay, 9/11, the Virginia Tech shooting, I'm sure, was the same thing, PSYOP, you know, MK Ultra project. I can go on and on and on with it, but nothing happens by accident. It's all by design. And we live in a reality, and the rest of the dumbed-down American public live in an illusion. Our job is to wake them up. If we don't wake them up and reverse this, it's over. And you know what? It bothers me not so much for me, but it bothers me more for my children and grandchildren and all those who are afar off, because it was a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant idea, and in the fleeting instant of time, going back thousands of years, that this was a truly free country. And human beings have not been free all throughout existence. We're not free now, but it's getting worse. They've got the chains on us now, folks, and they're tightening them. They're tightening the chains down. They're taxing the heck out of us. They're changing the currency. They're going to devalue the dollar. There's forced vaccinations that are coming into play. The list goes on and on. I don't have to bore you with the details. You already know. But let's face it, we've got to get out there, and we've got to wake people up before it's too late. We've got to get active for Ron Paul. He's really our last hope, folks. Okay? You can't keep sitting on your hind end and doing nothing about it. Those people that have called in to the senators about the hate crime legislation. Do you realize that, you know, if it gets passed, you're not even going to be able to go out in public and voice your dissenting opinions about specific groups? Some of the people that have called into this show, you know, I don't agree with a lot of things that some of these people say, but they're entitled to their opinion, and they have the right to say it. Passing the hate crimes legislation will eliminate that as well, and they'll get fined or go to prison for saying that. I don't agree with them for saying it sometimes, but I will defend the right to the death for them to be able to say it, because it's their opinion. And with that, you know, they keep turning up the screws, the frog in the pot syndrome. We've got to stop this for the sake of our children and grandchildren. You know what? Keep the voice of truth coming with Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Send in your donation. It's important that we keep this word going out. Remember, look at us like the preacher in the church. Go out and introduce somebody and bring them to church. Let them tune in to Republic Broadcasting Network. Let us tell them the truth. All you have to do is bring them in. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, got a great show coming up that ties right in with some of the stuff I talked about today. Got Don Nikoloff coming on. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Bye.
It's true.